morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
UPD. Back to a little bit of normal. Brady's at his home right now, where he will be living as a hermit for the rest of his days on the planet as the infected one. Although feeling much better, it's time now, for the first time in a couple of weeks, for a brand new Brady Report brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Delicious, delightful Hooters. Get their takeout, to-goes, all the stuff that you can get right there. They bring you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
It's Friday. We made it. Our one day this week.
Got a couple of fun facts. When JFK was single in 1941, he dated a journalist named Inga Arvad, who was one of Hitler's personal guests in the 1936
Tear a statue down. Tear a statue down. Inga Arvad?
Oh, Inga Arvad.
Popped right up.
Who was a guest of Hitler's?
Pals with Hitler.
At the 1936 Olympics.
She was, he took, so Hitler.
Personal.
So
personal
Hitler, guest. You're telling me Hitler and Kennedy, very possibly, igloo brothers.
Yep.
She must have been hot.
I guarantee you, Kennedy nailed her. She's from Nogales. Oh, she died in Nogales, Arizona. She was trying to get out of here.
That's where they relocated her?
They stuffed her down on the border. I don't need you telling any more stories about your Nazi poon.
How would you like that coming at you from a girl you just banged? By the way,
my ex-boyfriend and I, we never had sex like that.
What was his name?
Adolf.
I only know of one of those. Tell me more.
Jeez.
We were both in school in Austria together.
Oh, this is not going my way.
He's wicked.
He got a job as kind of a leader and took me to the Olympics in 36 to watch Jesse Owens.
Oh, boy. I'm pretty sure I know who this is.
You are familiar with my ex, Adolf?
I'm pretty sure I am.
They didn't stay together after that.
Tell me, did he ever get any back door?
He tried, but he was impotent.
As a leader and a man.
She says Addy was so funny.
He used to tickle me here and here. That's why I shave my vagina hair into this small little mustache.
That is from here to forward be known as the Hitler. And I just banged it. We need to move you as close to Mexico as possible.
You thought Jay Buhner was bad.
Yeah, no kidding. No, it wasn't Jay Buhner, it was Jeff Jenkins.
Jeff Jenkins.
Jay Buhner is who everyone thinks they're having sex with when they sleep with me.
Led Zeppelin 4 is the fifth best-selling album in U.S. history, with 23 million copies sold, but it was never number one on the Billboard charts.
Oh, you're so adorable.
Number two.
He said cuppies. You are cute.
I said what?
You kind of said cuppies. Eric and I looked at each other and shrugged. Yeah, you said cuppies when you said it.
We went to hug you and kiss you all over.
He's like a Care Bear. Like you have a rainbow on your skin.
The longest golf hole in the world is 1,100 yards long. It's in South Korea. It's a par 7. And if you managed to get a hole in one, it would be called a phoenix. If you did it in two shots, it would be called an ostrich.
You're not going to.
Not even Tiger Woods?
No. If you hit a ball 1,100 yards, first off, test that man's pee. Second, what kind of equipment are you using? A howitzer?
What about the mountain? What if the mountain gets really good at
golf? No. Because that actually inhibits you, the bigger you are, from getting a full rotation. He'd probably hit it 1,100 yards, but it wouldn't be going anywhere near the hole.
It'd look like Barkley swinging a club.
Yeah. I don't think 1,100 yards is... In our lifetime, without more human growth hormone or alien intervention, that phoenix is safe.
Did you watch Long Gone Summer during our hiatus?
Uh-uh.
The Maguire-Sosa
thing? I did watch. I forgot that's what it was called. It was boring.
Yeah.
I was upset about it.
Underwhelming.
Yeah.
But then you watch that whole thing and you're like, they're just... They finally get to the steroid part a little bit, and they just gloss over it.
The best part was
just a fun time,
Hey man, we were doing what we were doing, and nobody thought it was wrong. Nobody even knew the rules. I'm like, yeah, but when you were asked about it, you always denied it, so you knew something wasn't right, and you were shooting each other up in the bathroom hiding. Yeah, but it was because it was nobody,
not Jose, man.
But nobody knew. They all knew.
It was allowed, though. But we hit it. But it was allowed.
You know what has always been illegal since I've been alive? Shooting up a buddy with a needle. I don't care what's in it.
With an illegal drug.
Yeah, for the most part, I think pretty much catching a needle from your teammate or coworker, unless it's the medical field, is frowned upon. I mean, maybe insulin, you get a little help with that, but you should be able to do that yourself. EpiPen, sure, but there's something going on there.
Boy, baseball is really getting good at screwing things up,
they
aren't they?
They are a disaster.
They are impressively bad.
This 60-game season. And here we are in the playoffs as the Dodgers chiming in at 31-29 division winners against the Cincinnati Reds, who no one expected to have a fast start. They would have faded in a regular year for your National League championship. But the World Series logo will be a big asterisk where the O is. I like baseball. I don't like it this
much. And then they're all getting COVID.
Yeah, and all the Phillies have it.
What a mess.
And then 7 or 8 of the Houston Astros have cheated, and they got it. If I was the Astros, I'd say the whole team's got it. I wouldn't want any press this year if I'm the Astros. Just make this all go away. We all have it. Bye. We can't play.
The Eiffel Tower just reopened after 104 days without a tourist. The top deck is still closed. And so are the elevators. So you can get
why,
to the second
why, because the virus
deck.
Likes heights?
And small spaces.
Well, just you're cramming people in the elevators.
Yeah, the top of the tower, I don't know if you've seen it, it gets kind of tight up there.
Does it?
Yeah, so you're going to probably get the wider spaces more open. Also, no Americans will visit it. First off, I don't think we're allowed in Europe anymore.
No, good for them.
And second, you got to take the stairs.
Yep. If you want to get to the second deck, you have to climb 674 steps. It takes about 40 minutes.
Yeah. I can't imagine Chicago Dave rolling up there, taking the family of fats.
Did you see over 1 million dead people were sent stimulus checks?
No.
Totaling about $1.4 billion.
Damn it, I got to go check the bank.
Go see if your mom got one.
Man, you need to be on this.
I know.
How have you not looked into this yet?
All right, I'm going this week.
Also, these people eligible to vote, which is great, and they've already cast their votes in this mail-in ballot.
Good thing, sir. Eric's mom still voted for
you. That's right. She's great. We loved her. Alive or dead, she's had great ideas for a long time.
The great thing is we share her account, so, like, I could just pull the money.
There you go. So it's having power of attorney. It's like what hillbillies do to their parents when they are dying. They spend all their money, and then they get better, and they're like, what happened?
Please let it be.
You gave me power of attorney, and I sold it out.
Does that make me a bad person? Mm-hmm. Can I take that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Does it? Yes. Isn't it just like Monopoly, a bank error in your favor?
No.
It that's a nice thought, and it would be hard if it was if I was in that position.
So, yeah, if you were in that position, what would you?
I wouldn't even notice. First off, it'd say be you're like, a guy why like did me I get that a stimulus would notice. Check?
I would notice $1,200.
I would say I think I'd give it back.
To who?
Yeah.
I just say that I didn't. I don't. This isn't mine.
I pay taxes every year. I'm giving it back anyway, probably.
Yeah, I would
probably take that money and send it to the government.
Yeah, I would. That could be. Well, if I owed the government through taxes, if I had I would use the dead woman's stimulus
taxes.
To help pay that.
Yes.
Yes. In that case, yes, there's no doubt I would use it. If I'm like, I got screwed this year and I owe state like $1,400, like, hey, my dead mom just got a fresh check. And I'm on that account, so I can throw my little John Hancock on the back of it and pay my taxes with their money.
I think I've earned it, over the
last
3 years.
You earned it. Let's not lie to ourselves.
Yeah, I can justify this.
Let's admit that it's grifting.
I took care of her.
It was my old justification.
Really get much out of it.
When I would take cash from Tony Roma's every once in a while. Oh, they're screwing me. They don't pay me overtime. So I would justify it. It still was wrong, even though I justified it. Same thing. Dead woman check, almost always wrong. Dead woman check to pay taxes. Too funny not to do.
All right. John says it's okay.
I do. I say that, and that only is okay.
Toledo, you're on board?
Sure.
To pay your tax.
Yes.
To pay your taxes.
Brady? Oh, the moral compass.
Yeah,
Brady, if
you
say yes, I'm doing it.
Dead woman check, Brady. You owe the state $1,400, whatever it is.
Not doing it.
You don't use
well. Two out of three.
I think that's it. It's like it's like a toothpaste. 4 out of 5 dentists. That's good enough
Who's
for me.
The fifth one.
The fifth dentist likes using cream of wheat. He's racist.
The 146th Kentucky Derby is happening.
All right, right now.
Bad
Derby
idea.
Week kicks off September 1st. Oh. The race will be run Saturday in the 5th of September.
Yeah, that gets crowded, doesn't it?
It's in Louisville.
Oh, they're not gonna have
people. There'll be restrictions.
There'll be no
okay.
people.
Venues will not be operating at full capacity, mm-hmm. Guests will be encouraged to wear masks at all times.
They're going to open it up a little, huh?
Well, those giant hats will keep people, you know,
unless they're in reserve seats.
Yeah, but that's drunk fest.
Yeah. The mint juleps, that's part of it. The drinking is the biggest part.
Yeah, once you get drunk, you're not paying attention to distancing.
Trying to kiss.
Some of those hats, you'll definitely have at least 6 feet distance. They're big.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't go.
I wonder, what percentage, though?
It's Kentucky.
50%?
They'll have half
capacity.
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's probably about right.
That's
still, other than
that,
they're saying.
But there's still a line to get in.
Unless they're in reserve seats, then they have an option. They don't have to wear a mask.
I mean, how many people? That thing gets like in the hundreds of thousands, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got the infield.
So, I mean, half capacity is still a ton of people.
Cops in Staten Island, New York, arrested a group of 10 people this week after they were caught with a truckload of illegal fireworks they were planning to sell. Along with the fireworks, they were hauling 3 dead alligators. Maybe planning to turn them on into some belts or not sure, but the The police tweeted out a photo of the fireworks, but not the gators. They did mention them in the tweet, though, and specifically said they were not joking.
Huh. Brady, I just got a request. Somebody wants to hear a Facts of Life Brady song, so we're going to play it during the Brady Report. Here we go, everybody.
You take the good, you take the bad, take off your mask, and there you have it. It's Brady's fault.
Quite the opposite.
This is Brady's fault.
Trebrief is being mean. I'm super clean, and I'm still quarantined. It's not my fault. This is not my fault.
Now the world may never seem to be healing from COVID-19. And that's because we're finding out the facts. And Brady, they all point to you.
Where do I come in?
You.
Is that Trip? I didn't know golf was a social crime.
That's why you're doing quarantine time. Yeah!
Whoa, Trip, you sure can't sing.
Get away from me, you little petri dish. Trip's mad at me.
That's solid. Who was in the background there?
Trip was tuning up the entire song.
Oh, he was waiting for his spot.
He had a line.
La, 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 la. When do I come in?
He was in the back of your Jeep with you?
Uh-huh.
Weird.
It's Friday, so that means science news.
It's a big Jeep.
Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news.
Yes. Perfect. Nailed it. That's exactly like the clip.
It was a better one.
NASA renamed its headquarters in D.C. after Mary Jackson, black female NASA engineer.
Now, soon, if we can't have NASA anymore because it's too close to something else.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
one letter away.
That's why there's no black astronauts. It's an Arsenio Hall joke. Because they cannot go, yes, NASA, no, NASA. Just not happening.
Really? There hasn't been one?
I don't think any of them on the comm.
We've had women before we've had black guys?
I think there have been black guys up there, but I don't think that they get to talk back to NASA.
Uh-oh.
It's detrimental for them to talk back to NASA. They got to change the name of that.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of black guys. There's 5.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty.
Oh. That is
handful.
Literally
a whole
handful. It's a healthy human handful.
Mary Jackson was played by Janelle Monáe in the movie Hidden Figures.
That's right. It's a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
I remember we called it Black Math because they didn't think those ladies could do it. And they were brilliant mathematicians. And they're just like, yeah, but you're women and you're black. So they just made them secretaries until they figured out how to work everything. And if it wasn't for Kevin Costner, our country would never be the same. That's what I learned from that movie.
Canadian researchers looked at 57 different social behaviors to find out which ones shorten our lifespan the most. Mm-hmm. The top 3 that can kill you are smoking, alcohol, and divorce.
No kidding. Divorce kills you?
I guess so.
I don't know. That's the most invigorating thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I would disagree with
that.
That
might be
wholeheartedly.
I think unhappy marriage would kill you just as fast as divorce.
A new study confirmed a 50-year-old theory that aliens could potentially use black holes as an infinite energy source.
Why are you checking your temperature?
You're way down now. What happened?
I got it on the air.
Oh, okay.
Is it after that divorce story? You're pissed off?
I've seen where I was going with that.
Uh-oh, you're spiking.
I'm at 98.
98!
A study on dolphins found they just learned, they just don't learn new skills from their mom. They also learn from watching their friends.
Yeah. Dolphins rule. They're pretty much the best thing the planet has to offer.
And a study out of Princeton found hummingbirds can see way more colors than we can because they have an extra cone in their retinas that they can see ultraviolet light.
Cool.
How can we put them to battle? Can we use that in a war scenario?
What we need to do is get science to start to carve them up and put their eye powers in our eyes.
Ah, yes.
Experiment.
And that's your science news!
We need more experiments
on
hummingbirds.
More experiments on hummingbirds. They're so hard to catch. That's always that crazy stoned argument of what colors you see may not be the same colors I see. And I'm always fascinated by it.
Someone put out a tweet, and a couple of journalists ran with it. But they're saying there's a groundbreaking concept. The rumor online that a food company, the Stouffer's, is working on a machine that serves mac and cheese on tap.
Because we need that.
Brady, what number in line are you for this?
Also, only you got that news.
Yep.
That was faxed to you by Texas Grill, wasn't it?
Mac and cheese on tap?
On a tap. Because scooping it out with a spoon,
dude,
my hands were... I got carpal tunnel. I need to tap that out.
That just sounds disgusting.
Yeah, especially cleaning the tap.
Just plopping out.
And then when it gets in the line...
Bad enough the soda taps.
Yeah, but they sit in the line forever and you got to... That's gross.
You knew you had to clear and clean the beer lines every month.
I got a keg at my house you got to clean every once in a while because it's weird how fast that beer goes nasty in the line.
Dos Equis is giving away a 6-foot-long beer cooler to promote social distancing. You have to buy some Dos Equis and submit a photo of the receipt for your chance to win.
It is. That's gotta
do it. Brady, have you seen the Stouffer's Mac Tap?
Oh, my God.
What I haven't.
You haven't looked at it yet?
Good concept?
No. It's macaroni and cheese in a tap, so no.
And in the actual tap is a big noodle.
No. Yeah, the tap handle is a giant mac and cheese noodle, and it's probably edible.
You're right, John.
We're done. We're done.
Ridiculous.
I like mac and cheese, but the problem is I never have a giant vat of it that shoots it out at me in some sort of carnival-like game.
Pressurized.
I have to actually boil water and make it.
We are gross.
We're gross. And we're getting worse. The ranch tap, I'm sure, will be coming, and that'll probably then become the drink. No, I'm talking about in-home ranch taps that you can just load up 5 or 6 gallons of ranch because you go through it every couple days. And it'll become drinks.
Every now and then you see, someone just posted a picture of a lady that had it in her. She had a utility belt. She
of
carries.
Ranch?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
of course.
We'll end it with a TikTok video. Radio video.
Wow. That's some excitement.
Some guy on TikTok is going viral for his life hack involving Ritz crackers. You ever wonder why the crackers have those ridges on them?
Not once.
Never once in my life.
They are to cut your cheese. It cuts through a thin slice of cheese.
Really? I'm going to try this now.
You ever wonder why these crackers have these ridges on them?
Or this guy made this up?
They are to cut your cheese. Look at that. Perfect size and everything.
Can I just tear it?
It was only the perfect size. If you cut it the perfect size. If I cut that same slice of cheese he just cut right
the
down the
way.
Middle, I'd have a giant slab of cheese still.
That's stupid.
Well, again, we're looking for easier ways to eat faster.
Mac and cheese on tap and Ritz cutting wheels.
Yep.
Got to go pick up a keg of cheese.
Yeah. You're here to get some CO2 and some cheese.
It's funny, your Brady report today is much different than when I did it.
It was. Yeah, you did it. You did it the day Brady was gone, the Friday before.
No food news in yours, if I recall.
I don't think I had one story.
But Brady has a Stouffer's mac and cheese kegerator. That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
You got silver spoons? Let's close the Brady report with some silver spoons. This one was fun. I enjoyed all of these. There you go. It's your Brady report, everybody.
Here we are, face to face, a couple of unmasked dudes, hoping to find that golf ball of mine. Where did it go? Do you have a cold?
I have COVID.
Here.
No reason to follow rule.
When I come in?
I've got the COVID.
I'm ready.
Brady, I am a tool.
You better believe it.
I probably should have told my sick friend to go home.
Where to think of it now?
We're COVID pals together.
Together.
Me and this asshole.
Oh.
Oh, Trip Reeves here.
You just caught a glimpse of me now.
Yeah, hi, I didn't know you were here. We've got COVID together.
COVID!
Wow! How about that?
I like that spoon.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.